7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Your immune system is strong, yes or no?
Not today.
Keep your immune system strong all year long. Richie needs to get on to Allimmune.
I just got some.
You have it on your desk.
I just got it yesterday on my desk.
His desk doesn't have a cold, by the way.
Right, my desk is very safe and secure today.
So, if you're at DougSteffen.com, right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a big box with the Allimmune logo on it, and you click on that, and it instructs you on how to keep your immune system strong all year long, so you don't sound like Richie when you get into the sniffly season. You can arm your immune system, and you can try it free, which is very cool. I think that's one of the things that I like most about this, the idea that the folks who have prepared Allimmune have worked on it. You can go to the website. You can call that phone number that's there, and you'll get credit for a month. Free month of Allimmune to build up your immune system. All right, you can also go to 57more.com to get your 1 month free of Allimmune, so you don't sound like Richie during the cold and flu season, which is tough now. The East Coast getting battered.
Yeah.
Richie is in Washington today. The storm.
It's 18 degrees last week. It's 67 degrees yesterday. Yep. It's 35 degrees now.
Where Roberta is in New York, and also Dr. Joy Brown, it's cold. The same kind of conditions is going to be like that for the next
few
days.
Is what it is. It's cruel, because yesterday it was near 60 degrees, and now it's going to go back below freezing. I mean, it's not fair.
Yeah.
So either keep it 60 or keep it below freezing. Don't tease us. It's
there should be a law.
They're playing with our emotions.
That's right. Exactly. Talk to God about that. Right.
Well, I've decided that global warming is kind of like Tinkerbell. But if we clap a lot, maybe global warming will come back and we'll all be okay. We badmouthed this whole thing. We played it wrong. It's our fault.
It happens frequently. Dr. Joy Brown is with us on the Good Day program. This is Beyond Good Day. Say it again, Doug. This is Beyond Good Day, actually. Joy has a feature on her program, which airs around the country from noon to 3 on a lot of great radio stations that carry this program. And one of the things that I like about any discussion of problems is figuring out how to fix the problem. So I thought I would start, actually, in terms of where we are. This movie, you're a great movie buff. You go to the movies all the time, do a lot of movie reviews on your program. And so this spate of violent movies that is part of the, has been a part of our landscape in this country for a long time. If you look at the story at DougSteffen.com today, the heralding of the new Sylvester Stallone movie, Bullet to the Head, nine out of the 11 movies released since the start of the year, rated R. The top 10 films, 8 had an R rating last weekend, which means that youngsters under 17 have to be accompanied by an adult. There are a lot of people who are concerned, a lot of Hollywood executives are concerned about the recoil. When you look at this thing, Gangster Squad, you saw that, horrible. Parker, Broken City, what was the other movie that was out that I went to see? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Whenever I see Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think of you. I don't know whether that's too inside a story.
Is that a compliment?
No. No matter how you look at it, it's not a compliment.
All right. So, but you told the story on the air when the whole business came up of his fathering this child. And I don't mind, for those who didn't know the story, for you to repeat it before we try to talk about the fact that the movie industry is broken and maybe how to fix it. But you can tell your Arnold story. It's okay. If you want to.
Thanks,
if you don't want
Dougie.
To. Okay.
All right.
Well, if you don't want to, don't...
No, he's already teased about it, so it'd be worse if I don't. The story was, and he's exactly, it was actually before the father and the child. It was when he was running for governor. There were two young women who were of color who came out and said that he'd made a pass at them. And he was horrible. He said, no, they were just trying to, you know, to cash in on him. And I've known Arnn for years. And before he was governor, before he was the Terminator, he was a bodybuilder. And he had a book out, and he also had a PBS show about bodybuilding. And he came, when I first started in broadcasting, as a brand new broadcaster, he came and I interviewed him. And during the interview, he was underneath the desk playing with my knees. And I admit I have cute knees, but come on. And then he left his wallet behind. And I had my producer call to say his wallet, you know, to come pick up his wallet. He said, no, there was a black American Express card in it, and could I bring it, not my assistant, but could I bring it to his hotel? And he made this, you know, he implored me. So at least the only thing that I was smart enough to do was I went and picked up my daughter first. And so we walked, because her school wasn't very far from where he was staying. So I picked up my daughter, walked over, called from the lobby and said, come down and pick up. Here, I've got your card, your wallet. Come down and pick it up. He said, no, I'm waiting for a phone call. Can you bring it to the room? An idiot girl, instead of saying, are you out of your mind, brought it upstairs, holding my daughter's hand. He comes to the door with nothing on except a pair of skin-tight jeans that are mostly undone, sprayed on, and said, lose the kid. And I said, here's your wallet. And we said, I've got strawberries and I've got champagne. And I said, here's your wallet. Goodbye. So, that's story, not very interesting. However, when the story came out about these two young women, I said, Arnold is seductive. He may not view himself as seductive, but this is he does this. This is how he relates to women. And these women are not lying. And I got nailed for it. I got Bill O'Reilly, everybody else. Oh, you're just trying to cash in. And so then when the father, you know, I said, this is not the man who appears to be. And, it may be unintentional, but it can be easily misinterpreted. Guys have to be careful about this. And he's in a position of such power that he has to curb this. He's got daughters. You know, I got nailed. Oh, you're trying to cash in. What a horrible person. And I said, I have nothing to gain from this. Nothing. And I'm not stupid. I knew. I just felt like somebody had to protect these poor women who were being, you know, called sluts and opportunists. And I knew. I knew Arnold. So I knew it was okay. I knew it was true. And then when the father and the child came out, yes.
Yeah, and then everybody knew you were right.
Yeah.
What is it about men in powerful positions? All right, some men, I should say, qualify that. I mean, you look at your Bill Clintons, you look at your JFKs, you look at your Arnold Schwarzeneggers.
Elliot Spitzer, we've got in
Tiger Woods.
I think it's a sense of entitlement. I think men in position of power, first of all, are surrounded by people who tell them how wonderful they are and how powerful they are, and they have the sense that they
There's
are
no
above
reality.
The rules. They're above the law.
Right.
And when it comes, and, you know, I mean, the thing, the joke was with Bill Clinton, he's the most powerful man in the world. If, you know, if he can't do it, nobody can. And it was really interesting because women got it. Women, you know, did not really turn on Clinton particularly. Men were furious with him, thinking, you know, you were ruined it for all of us.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. So, yeah, I think the idea of the arrogance of power.
Yeah.
Rich, this is not good for your immune system to have this discussion.
Yeah,
well,
that's
no, your heart rate up.
Hey, listen.
Let's get your heart rate up.
I live in a realistic world, okay? I'm married. My wife keeps me grounded. And I remember what it was like to walk down the street or walk into a bar and say hi to somebody and get ignored. These guys don't remember that. Or they're told that somebody is wrong with the person that ignored them. They must be crazy. So all sense of reality is gone.
Women think, you know, that power is an aphrodisiac. You know who said that? Henry Kissinger, who was not exactly a stud muffin. It naturally curly scalp.
I guess I now know why I get ignored when I walk into some places. That's we fixed. I was going to have you talk about the movie industry. Give us 60 seconds before we run out of time on what you think is going to be done or needs to be done to fix the movie business, because the box office this month is bad, bad, bad.
Well, but that's what I was going to say, Doug, is that I think you're right that Hollywood hasn't quite got up with the fact America doesn't think it's cute anymore. But all those movies tanked. think that Hansel and Gretel, which is still violent, but at least it's a bow and arrow, was the number one movie. It's not a very good movie, but all those movies that you're talking about tanked. They did terribly. So I think Hollywood won't understand the changing mentality, but they'll understand the changing box office. There'll be less of them. They just, they're not working. Nobody wants to go see them.
I saw a movie the other night on the plane. I think it's the latest Clint Eastwood movie with that delightful Amy Adams. My God.
The baseball one.
What a great movie. Wonderful.
You know, that movie didn't do very well at the box office either.
No, it was a great movie. It really is a wonderful movie. It's what I go to the movies to see. I mean, I once in a while I go see a shoot 'em up, but that movie was just really, she's so attractive and adorable.
Let me just tell you about a cute movie that I went to kicking and screaming. It's called Warm Bodies. It comes out this weekend. The opening scene is the kid from About a Boy. Remember Hugh Grant like 10 years ago? The kid is saying, you know, I have terrible posture and I'm pale and girls ignored me. You'd think I'm a typical adolescent, but I'm not. I'm a zombie. Zombie movies enjoy. It is adorable. It is so cute. It is just the kind of movie you're looking for.
Really?
Sweet. Yeah. Maybe not.
So sweet zombie movies. All right. Well, we'll take it.
I know.
Thank you. Dr. Joy Brown here with us, helping things get better on Good Day. Here's something now. We've had the conversation about Arnold, so I'll give this a general boost here, Richie, because boosting free testosterone in your system, yours being Rich or mine or any man, is important because it enhances your ability to exercise, to be stronger, if you will. Muscle mass is important. Testosterone gets a bad rap because, well, it's been footballed around a lot, pardon the use of the term football, but because people have used the illegal side of this, there's a product that's all natural called T-Gen, has Nitro Boost in it. Your body, men, as you get older, needs the T-Gen, needs the Nitro Boost in order for you to have maximized performance no matter what it is that you're trying to do. You need improved blood flow, and the T-Gen is good for your testosterone. Nitro Boost gets your body moving because the blood is flowing better. It's a great combination. It's safe, and it's approved. Ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise the free testosterone level, and at the same time, boosting nitric oxide in your body where you need it and when you need it. Call this number right now, if you will, please, 800-631-6443. It's an exciting product, and you get exciting results with T-Gen. Nitro Boost is in there. I'll tell you, when you call that number, 800-631-6443, you're going to give you a special deal. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get T-Gen with Nitro Boost for half price. It's great for your libido, better performance all the way around if you're an exerciser or an athlete. 50% off, 90-day money-back guarantee. All of it together means great stuff for you being and actually doing better all the way around physically. You need to call this number now, 800-631-6443.
Hot chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavorful tea, oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, berries, creamy rich, chapstick always on my lips, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply Happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La, 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 la,
Chapstick, apply Happy.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
There's multiple... Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's 23 and change after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Beyond Good Day with stories from all of us, including Jennifer. Are you bringing us back to doll time?
No, actually, this is all about technology and about a new app that is quite controversial. And Apple's getting into a little bit of trouble for even offering it. They have a zero-tolerance policy for apps that contain nudity, and they're really quick to shut down anything that promotes violence against women. But
this
there's
is Facebook?
This is an app.
Apple.
Yeah, Apple.
Oh, Apple.
Yeah.
And their apps.
So this is a new app that's out called the Boyfriend Trainer, which I thought, hey, it doesn't sound so bad. But apparently, it encourages girls to abuse their significant other. Oh, and Apple has not taken it down. Now, if it were the other way around, things would have been gone.
Right.
It's available in both the App Store for Apple and on the Android market.
What's it called? The Boyfriend Trainer?
The Boyfriend Trainer. And it lets players slap, electrocute, or mace a virtual boyfriend for what most people would call minor transgressions. This includes drinking their girlfriend's drink or leaving his shirt on the ground. I don't mean to laugh.
I just see what happens with underwear on the ground.
The game's description says, quote, crack that whip and teach your guy a thing or two about being the perfect boyfriend. When scolding doesn't work, just zap him, whack him, and train him to be your ideal man.
It's got 2.5 stars. Gotta love the idiots that popped on here rating this one star, complaining and blah, blah, blah about this app. It's great.
Love it.
It's all cartoons, so it's not like it's real.
This is absolutely shocking. Not only extremely abusive and wrong, but it's teaching girls that this kind of behavior is okay. These are some of the ratings, the one star ratings.
It's funny because this is a new phenomenon, I think, in society.
All right, so it's an Apple app. Who produced it?
I don't
Let's
know.
See, developer
Games to Win,
Pro.
I think, maybe.
Yeah, Games to Win.
It's all cartoonish, but there's no actual violence. What's shown is really rough. Okay, so when the boyfriend eyes another girl at what looks like it's a prom or some other formal dance, the girlfriend whips out a can of mace and sprays it into the guy's eyes as surrounding dancers laugh at his misfortune. The game is rated for players age 4 and up, and also includes pithy advice as players begin each level.
Four and up?
Yeah, each level starts with a piece of advice. Girlfriends don't like their boyfriends to look at other girls, it instructs. About time he got the message, slap him silly. Yeah, it's supposed to be advocating girl power, but this is not necessarily flattering for boys and girls.
Where they're driving down the road, and she has, you know, like the dog catcher uses.
She has a collar around his neck.
A collar around his neck. It's the same thing where they... Yeah.
She has them on a leash.
Yeah.
Really?
This
Does
company
it have studs games? On the collar?
No, but it could. This game is developed, we said, by Games to Win. It's in Mumbai, and
Bombay.
Is it Mumbai? I would say Mumbai.
No, it's
Mumbai.
It's Mumbai.
Mumbai.
She's saying it is Bombay. Yeah.
Yeah. What? It's India. It's Bombay, it's India. Is now called Mumbai. The same as Istanbul used to be Constantinople.
Right.
You're not getting it. Never mind. Keep going.
Okay.
She's trying to tell you the old name of the city before it became Mumbai was Bombay.
Oh, Bombay.
Right. Some people may not know what
you
Mumbai
were saying
is.
Mumbai. Right. And I was like, no, it's not.
No,
okay, sorry. I missed the
That's a perfect example. What a wonderful example of how cultural. Here's an next generation person talking to a baby boomer.
No, I thought she said I was pronouncing it wrong. I wasn't.
No, don't make excuses. This is not a criticism anyway. It just is a reality check as to what
I'm
people.
You in the eyes.
No, it's like Beijing and Peking. How many people know that Beijing in our lifetime used to be called Peking?
I know,
because that's the way. Here's
another app I'm just seeing called Guy Facts. Tons of true and fun facts and secrets about guys you've always wanted to know, ladies.
No.
Like what?
This free app will tell you about all the interesting, weird, odd, fun, mysterious, charming, intriguing, and exciting things about guys. I don't know. I didn't download it. Save your favorite guy facts.
Wherever this company is based, Mumbai, they also have naughty college dorm and baby daycare, which is kind of funny.
It's 28 pounds.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Does better nutrition have to mean fewer freedoms? Most of us are concerned when we hear of children not getting the nourishment they need. So it's understandable that we've adopted healthy standards for the food served in our schools. But if we first look through the lens of liberty, we would let parents decide what's best for their kids. Recent stories about school food police taking lovingly packed lunches away from children and forcing them to eat the school's pre-selected and mass-produced meals are shocking. Yet we tend to shrug these incidents off and do nothing about it. That is not the American way. Our nation is based on the idea that ordinary people can govern themselves and do not need the government to dictate such mundane details as what's for lunch.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case. So the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names.
We Jason Aldean.
I don't think
who's that?
But I like
what happened?
It's a good day to get going.
We don't think this
it is a good day to get it on or to get going. Hope is with us. Dr. Okay. Jay Kumar is here. What?
It's a good day to get it on. Yeah, a good day, Zaddy.
I didn't. I couldn't hear all of what was going on. Hello. Can I take my program back now?
Sorry,
everybody talking.
Please.
Yeah. I couldn't hear a lot of what was going on in the last half hour. Somehow the technology doesn't agree with me.
You didn't miss it.
Or sometimes. Really? That's good to know. But I know that I will miss something if I don't pay attention to Dr. Jay Kumar, who's here with us on the Good Day program. Dr. Jay Kumar, his website is so full of wonderful items that will be helpful to you no matter what your stage in life, what your status is. Jay has a great way of boiling down a lot of personal issues so that you get the best by listening to what he has to say here and reading into what it is that he's covering. I had a bottom line sort of basic question here based on some reading that I did. When I travel a lot, Jay, and everybody here knows I get dangerous because there are all kinds of things that I come across that I like to use. We all need to be provocative, and sometimes I don't get a chance to read as much provocative stuff as I might just keeping up with what's going on. And when I saw this basic overview of a lady trying to understand the difference between happiness and joy, I thought this is perfect for us. Let me just kind of go around the room here. We're in a virtual room because most people listen to the program know that we're not all together. I happen to be in Phoenix this morning. Jay's in Los Angeles. Jennifer is in a different part of L.A. Roberta's in New York. Richie's in Washington. But it sounds like we're all around the same kitchen table each day as we're having our conversations. And so I go around the room now and start with Roberta. Can you easily define the difference between happiness and joy?
Yeah, I think happiness is just the contentment that you find day to day. And joy are those individual moments where you see something and go, oh, it's so good to be alive. Mm-hmm. So one is a long-term thing.
Right.
So one I would say would be a chronic, and one would be acute. So happiness would be chronic, and joy would be acute.
But they're not diseases, right, though, which is good.
Well, they're not diseases. No. Well, they're diseases of good stuff.
Disease of good stuff, exactly.
All right, Jennifer, how would you...
I think you need to have happiness to have joy, but I think joy is maybe supremo to happiness. I think you can be happy and not experience true joy. Joy is like Disneyland. You know, when you're a kid, joy is very childlike, I think. And when you get that overwhelming sense of just contentment, happiness in the moment, I don't know. I think joy is a little stronger of a word than happiness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Richie?
When I was 22 years old, I dated this girl named Joy, and I was pretty happy then.
Okay. That's all boils down to that. All right, so Jay, with you, the difference between happiness and joy, because there is a difference.
There is. It's so funny. This is so timely. I just started teaching my university courses this semester, and one of the new courses I'm teaching is actually a course called Happiness, Exploring Its Scientific and Spiritual Foundations. Uh-huh. And so this is a perfect topic for me to share with you today. So the distinction between happiness and joy. I feel, kind of touching what Roberta said, and Jennifer as well, joy is temporary.
Wait. You don't identify with my comments about joy?
I enjoy as well. Joy, she's a wonderful person, I'm sure.
We're going out for a week.
Okay. Anyway, so again, joy is temporary, putting it that way.
Yeah, it was.
joy is contingent upon external factors and conditions that actually in the brain fire a different mechanism, which what we call short-term happiness, which is fleeting, it's temporary, and it's generally... Joy is a reaction to something which is external in our world. We get joy when we, go to Disneyland. You know, as Jennifer said, we get joy when we see a loved one we haven't seen like in ages. We get joy when we experience eating our favorite food. Joy is very connected to pleasure. And pleasure is distinct from what we, in neuroscience, distinguish as long-term happiness. Happiness, as we're defining it, as I'm defining it, and for you all here, is not contingent upon anything external. Happiness is who you really are. It's this deeper level of contentment, satiety, a deeper sense of well-being that is there regardless of any external circumstances in your life.
I'm trying to listen to you and compare not only what Jennifer and Roberta and Richie, whose basic comment was meaningless anyway,
exactly.
The thing about happiness and joy, I am sort of on the opposite side. I think if I'm hearing you correctly, maybe this is good because it will clarify it. Learning, going to school, I'm just going to give you a personal insight. I loved going to school, and I get great joy out of it as an adult, thinking back to when I was in school and learning. I wasn't always happy taking tests. I wasn't always happy with the professors or the teachers that I had. I wasn't always happy with the experiences that I had with some of my classmates. But in a long-term sense, mm-hmm. learning is a joyous experience for me.
Mm.
How does that shake with what it is that you are teaching your students?
Well, that's great. You know, that's a good example that you just gave there, Doug. What I think you hit on is that, you know, there's such a subtle semantic difference between happiness and joy, just the words themselves. We can, as you said, we can just be completely have a joy of learning, a joy of dancing, a joy of singing. But those really are temporary. So you get a joy of learning when you're in school. when you're in.
But I think what I'm hearing you say is the opposite of what I was thinking, and I'm not challenging you. I just think it's interesting. It sounds to me like you're thinking that happiness is a long-term effect of an experience, and joy is a short-term experience or result of an experience. And if I'm hearing you correctly, I think that's what I'm hearing you say.
Okay, you are. You know, and I think I don't want to, you know, say that your view is incorrect and mine's
no. You know, it's not about right and wrong. It's just interesting that you interpret it the way that you did versus the way I interpret it.
I think this is a great way maybe to help clarify this. I'm defining happiness and joy not from a strictly emotional subjective component, but also adding the neuroscience piece into it. There are different neurochemicals that get released in our brain when we experience pleasure and joy versus long-term, you know, deep-rooted happiness.
So let's say you have somebody like Saddam Hussein who got joy out of something totally different than most people get joy. Is it the same mechanism?
Yes, it is. So we can experience joy in the pain of others.
Or Mother Teresa, who was helping a leper and got joy out of helping that person.
Right. You know, so the same neurochemicals, dopamine, serotonin, would be released in the brains of Mother Teresa.
All right, so let's examine this a little bit further, because this is very intriguing. So what else is, if the same things are released that make you feel like this event, whatever it is pleasurable or full of joy, how is it that the initial action is so different? That is, Saddam Hussein got pleasure out of watching people be tortured. That was a joyful experience for him. Whereas for most of us, it's horrible. And yet, then somebody else, you know, whoever you want to come up with. Mother Teresa and what she did gave her joy.
In a horrible circumstance, got joy out of helping people who are in horrible circumstances. The total opposite.
Right. So what Jay's saying is that the chemicals are the same, but there's got to be some chemical in there before that that differentiates between one kind of joy and another kind of joy.
Well, you know, I don't want to put like a polarity on like good joy versus bad joy. It's just the same.
Joy is joy no matter how it's derived or where it's derived.
Joy is subjective. Joy is individual to the person. You know, joy is this like, you know, Mother Teresa versus Saddam Hussein versus you and I are going to experience joy from different things. But happiness doesn't require any external conditions. It doesn't require any external factors to be derived. We're finding in the brain that there are different mechanisms and components in different areas of the brain that light up when people experience temporary states of what we call euphoria or joy or pleasure, if you will. And a whole different set of neurochemicals get released. And, of course, as the kind of extreme example we use here, which is kind of poignant, you know, Saddam Hussein and Mother Teresa both experience, let's say, joy from very polar opposite actions. But happiness is, would you say Mother Teresa, Saddam Hussein was a happy person?
Well, it's hard to. I mean, I spent a weekend in his house and slept in the bedroom where one of his sons lived, and I wouldn't tell you there was anything about that experience that was happy.
Well, I bet they were happy in their own sick way, though.
They were. They were probably happy. You know, you're right, Jennifer. They're probably happy in their own sick way.
He was on the top of the world for a while, you know, with his palace and his power, and he probably loved all that.
Right. But here's the thing. Take all that away. Would he still be happy?
No.
There you go.
He was living in a hole in the ground. I would imagine that's what his happiness needed.
Probably. So that's what the point of just...
You know, and it's funny, Jay. You know, you see these people who you think, oh, my God, I feel so sorry for that poor person and their little teeny life or whatever it is. And they're just skipping through life, not a care in the world, happy as can be. And you're just like, how is it that they, you know, like these people just skipping down the road with these dumb grins on their face. And they're just so happy. And you're just like, God, how can that person be happy? They've got nothing.
They got nothing. And this is the thing. You can be happy and still have, you know... One thing, happiness is socially and culturally relative. You know, we define happiness like based on what our media tells us, you know, we should be happy. Hey, buy this like product, be happy. You've got to have, you know, the perfect wife, the perfect husband, the perfect job, the perfect house, perfect car, then you'll be happy. That's not actually happiness. That's actually joy and pleasure. You know, you'll derive pleasure and joy from buying this product or having this thing in your life. But true, genuine happiness requires no external conditions. It requires nothing that is material. And, you know, Rich, you gave a great example. You know, all of us have probably, if you've traveled around the world to developing countries, as you kind of just said, Rich, some people have very little, you know, in terms of material or financial means. And they are some of the joyous and happiest, you know, content, smiling people you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, it's amazing how different experience. We are so used to the finer things in life here. Have no idea unless you. I remember being at Mother Teresa's hospital in Addis Ababa, watching the people, hundreds and hundreds, lined up all day long to get a meal of porridge cooked in a big pot under a fire, and they get their scoop of porridge, they'd eat it, and they go back and stand in the line and wait for the next feeding 18 hours. That was their whole life. That's all they did. And they were. I remember looking at a guy, I can see this man's face and his teeth right now, looked at me as I was walking around there and just smiled and smiled and smiled. He was just happy to get something to eat so that he wouldn't die of starvation. I mean, he knew what the consequences were, to be sure. So it really is. It's all relative. Jay, you always get us to think. Thank you. Dr. Jay Kumar. Check out drjkumar.com, a great website full of things that will help you make it through the day. Let me help you help us help the Purple Heart Service Foundation. These are a dedicated group of men and women that are supposed to see that veterans who are not being helped by the government when they come back out of the service are helped by others who really care. This is a 501c3 nonprofit organization looking to get you involved. In a sense, if you don't have any use for a vehicle or a boat or something that's laying around, perhaps you'd think about giving it, donating it, or maybe you get some cash, a little extra cash, credit card donation. All these things are completely tax deductible, and you help the Purple Heart Service Foundation do their good work. 877-743-1631 is the number. Don't sit around thinking about it. Help. 877-743-1631 for the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This multi-year report is brought to you by Crest. As the Emmy-nominated host of Fox's So You Think You Can Dance, Kat Deely knows a thing or two about confidence and has a tip that will allow you to look and feel your best this new year.
One of the most important things to me in my professional and personal life is maintaining a positive attitude and exuding confidence in everything I do. I always want to look and feel my best, which for me begins with a smile. Not only does a smile make you appear friendly, approachable, and most of all confident, but sharing it with others is so gratifying.
If you're looking for a whiter, brighter smile this year, Kat recommends Crest 3D White Arctic Fresh Toothpaste and Multicare Whitening Rinse. Also, visit the Crest 3D White Facebook page, and you can win a chance to attend a Hollywood event with Kat Deely herself. For more, visit 3DWhite.com. That's 3DWhite.com.
Com. I'm Danielle Adair.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla... not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com. Spelled MindRegard.com and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
You land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
After the hour, we all know it's time for the Money Pit. They sing it perhaps better than I do, but if I'm trying, Tom, I can do a much better job.
Once I get the key.
The Money Pit. Yeah, that's right. The key of G.
Once I get the key.
Next time we produce the song, we'll include you, Doug.
There you go.
Thank you. I'd like to be one of the Tom Kreitler singers or the Money Pit singers. It's windy where Richie is. It's windy where Tom is. East Coast getting hit where Roberta is. Windy, 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 and cold. Some snow mixed in with it. So that's what people are dealing with in an area where they've had lots to deal with weather-wise. It continues to pile on, if you will. There are some questions, and there are some answers. We have the questions. Tom has the answers. Stand by for that next year on Good Day.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
TaxAct is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
When we have household questions, we turn for help to Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the weekend Money Pit radio program. It's a home improvement specialty show that really has great listenership around the country because the information is helpful and often entertaining, and that's Leslie's part of it. So Tom's just there with, this is the answer to today's question. All right, so in terms of, I have to defer, I don't have to, but I will, because I feel sorry for Richie. He had to work so hard yesterday when I was in the air. Here's a question for you.
No, it's not because I am doing a home improvement project, and like with many people, once you start to see the little thread and you pull it and it keeps going and going and going to the tip of the iceberg, right. And you have no idea where it is. So we're installing recessed lights in our kitchen and our living room. And you walk in and there are three different styles of light bulb that you can choose. You got LED, you've got the monolithic.
Don't choose LED. Do not choose LED.
Well,
I'll give you that right now.
I called my man Tom, and what did Tom tell me?
LED.
And then you have
blows
the baffle.
Out. They don't last. I have them in my kitchen, and they burn out every 3-4 months. They're expensive. Do not use them. I'll argue with Tom. I'll arm wrestle with
him.
I have no use for these lights.
You have the three different styles of bulbs that you can get. Then you have the different kind of baffles that you can get. So I called Tom, and Tom said LED is the way to go, and that's the way I was kind of thinking. And then the different baffles that you kind of get. So, Tom, in light. Us. And when you're looking at recessed lighting, what are you looking at?
And how come I can't make it work? If they work so well for everybody else, what's the problem?
I suspect, Doug, in your house, there's some other electrical reason that's faulting those LEDs, because I've had very good success with them, especially, and I'll just mention one brand, the Philips one that's out that won the Department of Energy Prize. Those are the ones that are yellow, and they kind of look a little bit like bug lights, but they have a super bright white light that come off of them. Now, in terms of these recessed lights, Rich, you know, first of all, the LEDs are very cool, and the all the old fixtures that use incandescents were very hot and required special construction modifications. For example, you couldn't insulate around them. They had to be air cold.
The big metal things, right? Yeah.
Right. The CFLs don't have the same level of brightness. Nor do they dim. They don't have the dimmability range that an LED does. So I think because of the cost savings of LEDs and because they're dimmable and because they're easier to install, I'm really happy with LEDs and where the technology is going, and I think that's where it's going to continue to go. So I would stick with the LEDs.
All right, Doug, you're out.
Okay.
I'm taking
time. I know. I just got to figure out why I use them. I've been I was one of the early ones onto this. Okay, let's use these energy-saving, responsible sort of light bulbs, and I wasn't impressed with the brightness of them.
So there's something shorting out your bulbs somewhere.
Why? Why would that be? I mean, my whole house is only 35 years old. It can't be that every system in the house is... No, I have trouble with them down at the barn as well. So, I don't know, whatever it is. I'm on single phase.
Well, the thing is, you might want to think about returning the ones that are burning out because they all have good warranties.
Yes.
Good idea. I put them in my truck, load up the truck, and bring them there. Tom Kreitler from the Money...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.